She says, hee, surely you don't expect it to be over now. That was only the warm-up act. What? Ah! Suddenly, I feel the pigman's dick wriggling against my asshole again. Meanwhile, the other pigmen swarm around Selicia and begin stroking their meat. Not again. Now, dear sister, I want to see an expression that makes me even hornier. Give me some gorgeous material to masturbate to. What the fuck? These guys are going nuts. Oh, God. Stop. Don't do it. Get away from me. I can't take anymore. Ah! That's it. Oh. What in the world is going on with her? Again, really nice CG by Sei Shoujo here. Just looking at that CG. The pleasant tingling running through her quivering body won't stop. Neither will her sweet moans of arousal. She says, my pussy's got so gushingly wet. This is what a pussy ready for masturbation smells like. Her body squirms while she looks at the hologram of her dear sister right in front of her. My sister and Togo have the most wonderful looks on their faces. The hologram shows the girl being raped. It's the girl who took care of Celine's younger self, her dear sister. Looking at it arouses a sense of depravity within Celine. She continues swinging her hips while picturing her dear sister being defiled further. She's like, come on, do what you were made to, little horse. Oh my God, she's riding some weird horse that, okay. It's the same type of wooden horse as the ones in the merry-go-round. This one, however, has been equipped with special gear. I can't hold myself back any longer. Two rib vibrators are installed onto it. She's eager to finally put them to use. She savors the act of pushing them into her ass and pussy. Ah, this is really, really good. The vibrators penetrate deep into her rectum and vagina. Oh, they're completely filling my pussy and asshole. Oh, yes, this is so good. I'll never tire of this. The sound of air being pushed out of her vagina and the lewd wet sounds of her love nectar echo through the room. She's so overwhelmed by the pleasure that her mouth falls open, allowing drool to leak out. These vibrators, modeled after the shape of a pigman's erect penis, are perfect for the occasion. They're fitting as the pigman's raging boner is penetrating her dear sister's pussy at this very moment. Now we're both getting the same experience, dear sister. Currents of pleasure slam deep into her brain, causing her to moan again and again. They're going so deep. Ah, my pussy and asshole are tingling so much. Her pussy and asshole squeeze down hard on the vibrators out of a desire to feel more of their rough texture. It's pushing against my womb. Ah, it's getting hard to breathe. The rear vibrator pushes even deeper into her ass as she tries to arch backwards. Ah, this feeling is incredible. Ah, it's traveling through my butthole and even into my intestines. Love juices pour out from both holes as she finally feels the texture of the saddle against her groin. It took this long for both vibrators to fully be taken in by her body. I can't hold myself back anymore. I'm gonna start moving. Oh, ah, I'm gonna stare at my sister's unsightly expression while I come. She gently bounces her hips up and down, coating the vibrators with her fluids. Oh yes, ah, it's so wet and hard, it feels so good. She lifts her hips as high as she can, then brings them back down forcefully. Oh my God, ah, this is good. Her pussy makes obscene noises as the vibrator fills it up again. Jolts of euphoria run through her body when the toy's tip hits her womb. Brain's going numb, I can't get enough of these vibrators. She crams the pigman cock-shaped vibrators in and out of her vagina and anus. Whenever she lifts herself up, her insides feel like they'll be turned inside out with how tightly they hug the two toys. Her brain is hot, tingling with pleasure. Whenever she lowers herself, her butt twitches furiously. It feels maddeningly good. The pleasure is so engrossing she can't stop moaning. Ah, they're drilling me. My pussy and asshole are completely soaked, she says. Lust and euphoria dominate her thoughts. She's as high as a club floating in the sky. She turns her eyes over to the monitor just in time to see a look of dread frozen on her dear sister's face. Stop! Don't stick that in there! Oh, dear sister, you're so pathetic. The sound of her dear sister's bawling, the sight of the pigman's members thrusting inside her, the spectacle makes Celine's riding motions become more enthusiastic. There's so much squealing and crying that I can't tell if it's her or the pigs doing it. She wants more stimulation, much stronger stimulation. That urge drives her hips to thrust down and her buttocks to tighten and slacken. Her hose squeezed down on the vibrators while making vulgar squishing noises. Ah, it's not enough. I still need more. It's time to put these two to work. She pushes a button on the side of the wooden horse. Oh, Lord. Almost instantly, fresh waves of pleasure rush up through her spine and from her orifices. The harsh, almost electric current of stimulus denies her control of her own body. Loud, unladylike moans escape her mouth. Oh God, it's vibrating so hard. She lustily thrusts up and down to extract even more pleasure from the intense vibrations inside both her holes. An intoxicating tension builds throughout her body. The saddle she has on becomes drenched with fluids from her repeated thrusts. She says, yeah, her pussy feels so good. Ah, no, don't come inside. And she can hear her sister's deer screaming coming through the monitor. It seems like Celicia just reached her first climax as well. Ah, I suppose you just came too, dear sister. Ah, what perfect timing you have. Her dear sister filled with despair, Togo gritting his teeth out of powerlessness, watching them make Celine feel like she's reached nirvana. She's definitely doing the hag, Al. I want to see that disgraceful face of Spot defiled even more. Overwhelming ecstasy travels up through her rectum and crashes into the back of her head, making her body bend backward. The inside of my ass is, oh, it's hitting me hard. Oh, my God. Okay. Her up and down thrusts cause the front vibrator to grind into her fleshy creases and push her womb upwards, while the rear one drills into all her most sensitive spots in her ass. Show me what my dear sister looks like after coming. Her consciousness dims with every unnatural outwards bulge of her abdomen. Her panting only causes her holes to clamp down even harder on the vibrators, letting her feel their thrumming all the more vividly. This is crazy. I'm going to. Okay, we get it. We know you're going to come. And she does. Her vision goes a pure white blank. She can't even hear herself over the deafening ringing in her ears as she loses track of her surroundings. My pussy's squirming. I won't stop coming! Again, her orgasm crashes over her like a wave. Her shoulders cramp up as her vagina spasms wildly, allowing the vibrator to enter deeper and deeper inside. Her sight and hearing gradually return, and the first thing that graces her eyes is the pathetic sight of her dear sister. It's like, how is it, dear sister? How does it feel to have your pussy and butthole pumped full of pigman seed? You're so disgraceful that I wound up coming as well. Stop, please, no more. Her monitor shows the live feed of her dear sister still being raped by the pigman. My dear sister is a depraved girl who loses to a bunch of pigs. The vibrator plugging her pussy is still on and sending fine vibrations into her sensitive creases, causing her vagina to continue leaking low juices. If that's all it takes to make you give up, then you're even feebler than you look, dear sister. Celine isn't yet satisfied. She wants to see her dear sister humiliated further while she continues thrusting her hips. It seems it's time to give them an order. Pigmen, forget about restraint. Go and dump every bit of smelly seed within your balls into my dear sister. The pigmen get to work right away, resuming their rape of their master's dear sister. Oh God, no more than this. Togo, Togo! That fear-stricken expression makes my pussy ache. Yep, she is crazy, folks. Absolutely insane. She wiggles back and forth while bringing her hips down on the vibrators over and over. This really doesn't feel the same now. As she just orgasmed, her genitals have become numb. Now this level of stimulus isn't nearly enough for her. Hee-hee, then it's time to flip this switch. What? Oh my God, she says it's drilling her so hard, so deep. The holes are going to tear. Oh God, this is so good. She's losing it. The vibrators are now moving up and down at a rapid pace. The front vibrator thrusts irregularly into her cervix and G-spot, sending tingling jolts of shameless pleasure through her body. An intense, naughty smell rises from the pool of pussy and ass juices on the saddle. When Celine breathes it, her mind begins going wild again. My womb's turning inside out. She continues watching her dear sister on her monitor while her lips quiver and her body twitches with pleasure. Togo McNaughton's dick is being forced into my sister's pussy. His cock is drilling deep, deep inside her pussy. I can't stop myself. The screams of her dear sister coming from the monitor arouse Celine even further. Those screams are tinged with despair and regret, but also pleasure. Her utterly helpless position fills Celine with an extraordinary sense of superiority. I need more, enough to truly tear it. What? In pursuit of even higher levels of euphoria, she turns the speed of the horse up by several levels. The lifeless wooden horse begins swinging up and down more intensely, almost bucking like a real rodeo bronco. Every time her groin falls back down, it gets thrust into from underneath, sending it back up. The vibrators penetrate deep into her body yet again. Ceaseless moans are needed out of the pit of her stomach. The hot and tingling feelings in her pussy and asshole spread to the rest of her body. But my womb, my pussy insides are gonna pop out. Her uncontrollable moans interrupt her words again and again. Ah, it's too early to come already. Again and again, she barely manages to keep from fainting. Over and over, her rear skips up and down atop the wooden horse that's jumping around as though it were actually alive and enraged. Ah, I can't. This is going to drive me crazy. There's no end to the ecstasy. She struggles to hold back the building desire to climax, holding on to her peak for the best possible moment. Come on, I want to see it. Show me your pathetic expression. She glances at a monitor, trying her best guess when dear sister will orgasm. Soon, it'll be any moment now. Her lips burn crimson red from the ceaseless shocks of pleasure shooting through her. Her naked body has become one big erogenous zone that derives pleasure from the slightest touch. So there it is, that obscene face, the pathetic immoral face. More, defile it, more. The shackles of her reasoning are breaking. All the sensations she's been trying to blot out will rush at full speed up to her brain. Oh God, ah, I'm coming, ah. Oop, we forgot something. Her behavior is so... Hold on! A prickly feeling runs through her body as she lets out a frenzied scream. A cocktail of her body fluids and their associated smells and sounds spray all over the room as she surrenders herself to debauched rodeo. Her behavior is so outrageously degenerate that it's almost as though she's the one being humiliated, for she's acting the exact same as the earthlings she scorns so much that are on her monitor. He's like, coming, I'm coming! Her eyes open wide as she lets out a cry of pure overwhelming ecstasy. She's like, oh my god, my pussy and asshole are gaping so much. She can't stop her lusty deranged moaning. Her burning hot body spasms about furiously like a frantic fish pulled out of the sea. Smutty strings of saliva dangle from her mouth while her loosened pussy and anus rhythmically contract. Contract, not contract. With her climax having run its course, she slowly simmers back down. Her monitor shows her dear sister lying to one side like so much human trash. Dear sister, that was wonderful. Oh my god, I hope this is over. I really went overboard today, but tomorrow we'll continue where we left off, dear sister. Ah! Ugh! As I wake up, a dull pain slowly throbs through my body. Ugh! Ugh! At first, I can't even recall what just happened to me. What was I doing out here? How did I get here? I don't know. What happened to me? I haven't any idea. Why am I lying out here on the ground? Ugh. It's best to not know. It's best to not know. Fucking Seishoujo was merciful this time. When I turn my half-open eyes down at myself, I realize that I'm covered in white fluid. Oh, not that merciful. Its texture is disgusting. It smells like rotten entrails. The rancid stench makes me throw up in my mouth. I start to remember what happened to me at that very moment. Oh, that's why. We were ambushed by pigmen. They were bipedal like humans, but for whatever reason had the faces of pigs. Those alien creatures raped me and Celicia. Looking around me, I spot Celicia, who's still lying on the ground. Ugh, she's still breathing. While I'm relieved to know that, this ineffable feeling of grief overcomes me. I might have been powerless to stop it, but the fact is that I raped Celicia. There's nothing that will ever change or undo that fact. Fuck the shit they've done to us. I curse as I stand back up. I immediately walk over to Celicia. Despite all that happened, at least she's still alive. We suffered so much today, but we have no choice but to continue playing the game. Celicia, come on, Celicia. Ugh. Come on, you gotta get up. She opens her eyes after I shake her a bit. She stays for a moment, as if she already understands the situation we're in. She immediately gets up afterwards. Get off me! Right. Her words make me back off right away. It's not surprising that she wants me to keep my distance. Fuck. Based on her cursing, she seems to remember that the pigmen raped her. Her bitter expression tells it all. Who wouldn't be traumatized after what happened? Honestly, traumatized is an understatement. That experience would scar anyone for life. What's worse, I'm to blame for part of that trauma. I want to apologize to her, but I can't figure out how to say it. That bitch, did she plan all this too? Huh? Why would she go this far with it? Was I right all along? Does she really hate my guts? What? All along? One of my eyebrows rises up in curiosity after hearing those words. What does she mean by she was right all along? Does she know why Celine would have a reason to hate her? Before I can ask her about it, though, a third party butts into our conversation. That was utterly perfect, dear sister. You! Celine suddenly appears to shatter the gloomy mood hanging above us. Watching you two get raped made me turn on so that I came over and over. You fucking whore! She says, it was wonderfully entertaining. She looks down at us from within her hologram and sneers. I don't understand how she can say this stuff without batting an eye. Does this woman even have a soul? What will I think of next? Indeed, what plan will I concoct to make you cry more, dear sister? Celine, why are you doing this shit to us? How the fuck can you laugh at your own sister's suffering? Isn't it obvious? Because it's funny. Did you think there's anything else to it? You fucking little. I'm literally shaking with anger. I can't even get the right words out to express my hatred. My anger won't be satisfied with just words alone. I want to pummel her with everything I've got. Now he's putting his boot in her ass. We got two red foremans on Celine's ass now. One's a man, one's a woman. Both of them got boots. She's got an ass. Sigh. Celicia slowly comes forward, putting herself between me and Celine. She turns her soulful gaze towards the hologram, taking another big step forward. What's your grudge with me? Excuse me. Are you still pissed over the time when we were kids and stole from the general store and they broke your arm for it? You blame me for it because I offered to let you come along and this is how you get your revenge, is that it? Felicia's voice is trembling. I can feel her honest regret about those past events, despite how long it's been since then. Celicia, I guess I can't really blame her. Based on what Celicia told me, they hurt Celine really bad. Knowing how prideful Celicia is, she'll likely never properly apologize to Celine for it. It's no wonder she's felt remorseful about it this whole time. Or do you resent me because I stole your favorite book and sold it to get money for chewing gum? Wait, what? Celicia continues stating possible reasons for Celine's malice. What she says, however, makes her out to be mostly scratched at, entirely at fault. Or is it because I left you behind the first time we went out to buy something? Or because I would always put the food we both hated on your plate? Or because I took that toy we both spent our hard-earned money on and hogged it all to myself and you barely got to use it before it broke? Wow, she has plenty of reasons to dislike her, huh? That bit about selling your book, though, Jesus, that's cold. I was just a kid. Doesn't matter how old you are, that's a mean thing to do to anyone. I actually feel like I can sympathize with Selena just a bit. Or Celine, just a bit. I don't know why I said Selena. Well, I never ever saw Celicia as a beacon of morality. Apparently, she was a far naughtier child than I ever realized. If she's done that stuff to Celine, then it's hardly surprising that Celine holds a grudge against her. What are you talking about? Weren't you listening? I just told you. She says, I've forgotten all about the past. All that matters to me now is making my mother, Michiko, happy. Then why do you do this shit to us? That's all you want to talk about, isn't it? I'm getting rather bored with you asking the same thing all the time. Answer the goddamn question. You might need a nudge in the right direction. Never mind surviving the game. At this rate, you might not make it through tomorrow. Celine ignores Felicia and changes the topic. It doesn't sound like she intends to give actual answers to our questions. On the other hand, I feel like I understand the situation better now. Celine really has changed a lot. This isn't a different person posing as her. She's simply become a different person after living in Kayla Mertz for so long. That explains how she can treat her biological sister as little more than a toy or play to play with. Answer me, Celine. Okay. Okay, you'll get one. Since you managed to thoroughly entertain me today, I'll give you a hint about the safe zone's location on this first stage. This second stage, rather. Your hint is, it's inside the building with a clown's face. The clown face building. That will be all, dear sister. Mother and I hope to see you again tomorrow. Wait, you haven't answered my fucking question. Celicia screams at Celine for an answer, but Celine ignores her. A moment later, the hologram disappears. This whole thing couldn't possibly be more one-sided. Hell, she won't even bother to tell us the reason why she brought us here. Maybe there actually isn't any particular reason for it. Maybe she just chose us because she knows us, and that's all there is to it. Son of a bitch. Celicia. What is her problem with us? I expect her to still be angry, but the moment Celine's hologram disappears, her expression changes. She stares at the empty air with a blank look while slouching over like a deactivated robot. Ugh, it's only natural that she's shocked. She's probably more surprised than even I am. The person on the other side of the hologram really is here. The real Celine. Really is her. Her. Let me solidify that. The person on the other side of the hologram really is her. The real Celine. There's no doubt now that it's her. Somehow, knowing that she's the real Celine explains why she's relatively disinterested in the two of us. Someone trying to impersonate her would definitely try to leverage that angle of familiarity much more to mess with us. Celine doesn't seem to be bothering with that, though. All she's concerned with is keeping herself and Michiko entertained. Come on, get up! Ah! I grab her hand and help her to get back onto her feet. I know she's shocked, but we can't afford to sit around. We have a limited amount of time to search as far as we can. Once the sun sets, our time is up. While we have a hint to work with, now we can't stop for anything until we find a safe zone. We've got to go look for that clown building. Yeah, you'll get to think everything over once we get to the safe zone. But for now, just turn your brain off. With that, I start walking once again. We've already been ambushed by pigmen, but that doesn't mean there won't be other enemies lying in wait. And so, with my eyes and ears glued to my bracelets, Alicia and I proceed through the desolate amusement park. After regrouping with the rest at the Ferris wheel and revealing the hint I got, I lead us to the safe zone's supposed location. Right there. I'm so glad that everyone's okay. We're alive, but you can hardly say we're okay. I can barely even stand. It's easy to imagine what happened while I was gone just by looking at their clothes. Felicia sounds particularly on edge. While the rest of them don't sound angry, they certainly aren't in a good mood either. Their wary expressions say it all. I'll go and check that the safe zone really is here. The rest of you stay there. With my eyes on my bracelet, I move closer to the building with a clown's face for an entrance. Yep, it's starting to beep. The display shows a green dot, signaling that the safe zone is here for sure. Guess it really is here. Oh, thank goodness. This means that we finished today's round, right? Yep, Marielle, that's the other route. Felicia looks unamused while Marielle is faint with relief. Alright, let's go inside then. Yes, let's do it. We all enter the building towards the safe zone. I slowly open my eyes. What greets me, however, is not what I expected to see. Gone is the amusement park, replaced by that white room once again. Ugh. I guess I made it back here in one piece. I can remember everything that happened before we stepped into the clown building, but everything after that is a haze. Ugh. At the forefront of my thoughts, though, is that I'm hungry. I guess at the end of this day, physiological needs come first. Man, I'm starving. What? Just like yesterday, there's a sudden beep, after which a tray of food emerges from the floor. Ugh, guess I better help myself then. I take a seat on the floor and dig in. As much as I hate to admit it, it tastes great. The food fills my empty belly. Nom 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 nom. I really think that's what he said, folks. Yep. Nom 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 nom. Yep. Woo! Once I'm done eating, I let out a satisfied sigh. Now that I have food in my stomach to sate my hunger, my mood has improved a fair bit. I still haven't come to terms with everything that's happened, but perhaps it's better that I don't dwell on it. A game of life and death. But is it really? After the events of today's round, I don't think this game is truly meant to kill us. If killing us was their goal, then they'd have plenty of chances to do so. Then what? What are they hoping to achieve by making us go through this? My blood boils as I recall how the pigmen raped us earlier. It was horrible. Stuff of nightmares. They fucked Celicia so badly she blacked out again and again. They raped my ass, filling it with their disgusting cum. Ugh! Without any doubt, it was the worst experience of my whole life. Fuck. 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 He's like, fuck, fucking, fuck, shit. I fall into bed, beating my fists and feet against it. I can't get the pain of having the pigmen's dick up my ass out of my head. Ugh! I know that I'm acting just like a baby having a tantrum, but there's no other way for me to vent my anger in this featureless room. I'm pissed, but I'm fine. I'll get over it. I'm Celicia. I'm truly worried about here. I raped her. I raped Celicia. Even if I wasn't in control, there's no denying that I raped her. She told me to stop. She said that it hurt. It was a truly vile act. A mere apology is enough for her forgiveness. I wonder what she's doing right now. I'm worried about her, but I don't have the courage to just waltz over to her room. Even if I did, how should I approach her? Like nothing had happened? With a smile? Will she completely ignore me? Or will the sight of me make her cry? I'm sure that she won't just pretend like nothing happened. Honestly, I think I'm most prepared for her to be pissed off at me. Although knowing her, I really doubt she'll go easy on me. Maybe I should go check on her anyway. After all, who knows how much time we'll have to talk later. If I head over to her room now, we can still talk in peace. I doubt I'll get a better chance to ask her how she feels. Actually, I'm sure of it. After all, the next round starts tomorrow. Depending on what happens then, I might not be able to speak with her ever again. Yeah, I might not be able to speak with her again. It's like, not ever again. Yeah. Taking that into account, now is the best time to talk to her. Alright, let's go check on her. Oh, no, wait, I haven't thought this through. If I say something wrong, it'll only make it worse for her. After thinking about it a bit more, now I'm feeling hesitant. Well, I admit that I can be pretty indecisive. I think anyone would be in my position. God damn it. Even assuming we survive and return to Earth, her view of me might have changed completely. If worse came to worse, she might never want to see me again. Imagining my life without her makes me feel unbelievably sad. Sigh, what is the right option here? Twiddling my thumbs in here won't solve anything, that's for sure. If I'm going to check on her, I should do it immediately. If I'm just going to leave her alone, then I might as well go to sleep now. Ugh. I pace back and forth before the door to the hallway. Whether I choose to visit her or not, I need to make up my damn mind. Pacing around my room like this is just a waste of time. She should be fine, I think. It's not like we just met at the start of the game. We've been friends all our lives. Our opinions and approaches often differ, but we still trust one another. She probably understands and won't hold a grudge against me for what happened. Maybe I... With a beep, the door suddenly opens in my face. So it's Alicia, what? Ugh! Suddenly I take a powerful blow to the face. I get knocked into my back. My head slams against the floor. Ugh! Oh fuck, sorry, I just freaked out when I saw you standing right there. She rushes over to me as I roll around on the floor, writhing in pain. Well, at least she's not here for the sole purpose of kicking my shit in. Well, that's a relief. My nose still hurts something awful. Seriously, sorry, dude. Does it hurt that bad? What do you think? You just punched me in the fucking face. You're bleeding. I am? Shit. Two streams of blood are trickling from my nostrils. That's to be expected from one of Celicia's punches. Honestly, I'm lucky she didn't break my nose. Shit, you need something for that. Look, I'm fine. It's no big deal. Bullshit, you're fine. I hit you square in the fucking face. But like I said, you punch like a girl. The exchange has us both chuckling. I'm not fine, but for whatever reason, this whole situation is truly humorous to me. Heh, haha. What? What are you laughing for? Oh, it's just, you know. Heh, ha ha. Come on, I was actually concerned about you for a moment. Sorry, so sorry. No. Sorry. Thanks for caring. Poof. Ha 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 ha. Alright, I was all nervous for nothing, I guess. She has genuine relief in her voice. It seems she felt the same as I did. She must have no idea of how to treat me the next time we saw each other. So, wanna sit down? Yeah. We move over to the bed. The mood in the room is pretty relaxed as we sit down next to each other. Still, we're not quite ready to go just right... Bleh. We're not ready to just go right back to the casual conversation or anything like that. The awkward silence continues for a while. It's clear we're both frantically thinking of things to say. The elephant in the room is how I raped her back then, even if I was forced to do it. So, you know, She breaks the silence. That was pretty bad, too. She forces herself to smile as she continues talking. I'm sorry for what I did. It's fine, dude. You have nothing to apologize for. It happened because I'm weak. If I was stronger, I could have murdered those fat assholes. You're not to blame, so don't be sorry. She tries to reassure, even as she continues to smile. It's clever that she doesn't want me to worry about her. The more she downplays it, the guiltier I feel about it. I never want it to happen again. I want to make amends for letting it happen in the first place. What are you looking so gloomy about now? I can't just forget about it. What's the point of dwelling on it? Besides, it could happen again for all we know. She's right. But I don't want it to. Look, just... Hold on. She cuts herself off before saying anything concrete. Finally, she turns to me and says... Just... Be more gentle next time. Celicia! My heart skips a beat. That definitely isn't what I expected her to say. I turn and look her in the eye. The atmosphere between us has started to feel strange. By more gentle, do you mean... What? Mean, well... Don't make me spell it out. You know what I mean. I guess. So I say, but there's still one thing I'm not sure of. Is she referring to another instance of what happened between us earlier during the game? Is she referring to something we're about to do right now? If it's the latter, then does that mean we're going to... Yeah, YouTube, I actually am able to give you at least this much, but we gotta stop here. If they are going to have sex, which would be consensual, probably vanilla again, which I like, but we've been going for a long time, MGTOW guys, so we're probably gonna cut this if they do have sex. I hate to do that, but we've been going for a while. I've got way more to catch up with, but day three is coming. Hey, Celicia.
Togo.
I lean in closer to her when suddenly... What? The fuck? The door to my room opens yet again. I look over to see who's there. It's Celine. Okay, YouTube, we've just changed fucking gears. Celine is going to introduce herself in the flesh. Wow, she's fucking bold. Now, she does have a pistol. Like, we're gonna be honest, guys, that's a pistol. So if Celicia does want to put her boot in ass, she might get stopped a little bit. Well, well, fancy seeing you two. May I ask what you're doing?
Celine!
Celine is quick to respond. She leaps out of bed like a dog desperate for a walk and makes a mad dash over to Celine. I knew it! Please keep your distance, dear sister. I just told you guys. Celine is just as fast. In the blink of an eye, she has a pistol pressed against Celine's forehead. Oh, fuck. I am not here to mess around. I'd like you to behave yourself. Stop! As long as you don't do anything foolish, I won't kill anyone. Her finger moves to the side of the pistol. When I look closer, I notice the safety is still on. Hold on, that means... However, if either of you try to pull anything funny... Oh... Too late, she takes the safety off. She has a dead serious look in her eye. She will pull that trigger if she has to. Jesus, we get it! Just put it down! Aha, no need to be so alarmed. I'm only here to discuss something with you. You want to talk? I have a bad feeling about this. Celine doesn't strike me as someone who'd come in person just to talk. Seeing you and my dear sister having sex actually made me feel quite horny. So would you mind doing it with me as well? Wow, she is fucked, folks. That is crazy as hell. What? What? What the hell did you just say? You heard what I said? Have sex with me, Togo Magnarton. Stop fucking around with us. I am not fucking around. Do me now. Did Celine really come here for the express purpose of having sex with me? Can't she just get someone else to screw her? There must be plenty of willing partners. Completely taken aback by a bizarre request, I simply stand there speechless. And your dreams, bitch. Nothing you do will get him to fuck you. Oh, really? Yeah, really? I knew it! Not even this? She points the barrel at me. You fucking... Well, Togo Magnarton, you better start stripping if you want to live. You're serious about this, huh? I would not go this far out of my way just for a laugh. Unless you have a death wish, do as I say. Fucking. Having a gun pointed at me kind of limits my options. Without any other choice, I strip down right away. It doesn't look happy to see me. Why would it? She looks at my dick and expresses her dissatisfaction. Needless to say, only a deviant would get an erection from this situation. It's more than merely not erect. It's completely shrunken up with how afraid I am for my life here. I have an idea. What do you say we play a game, dear sister? A game? Yes, to see which of us can make Togo McNarton ejaculate first. What the fuck kind of game is that? Teehee, sounds interesting. No, no, it fucking doesn't. Teehee that up your little ass. She giggles like it's a joke, but she's obviously not fooling around. The look in her eye convinces me that she's serious about this. No, I'm not playing your damn game. If you don't do it, then I will kill Togo McNarton right here, right now. Her sprite is right next to that fucking gun, and she's supposed to be like a skilled bounty hunter. She should be able to disarm fucking Celine, take the gun, blow her head off right then and there. Or at least, I don't know, put it in her mouth or something. I don't know what Celicia would do. You underhanded bitch. Celicia has no choice but to play along. After a brief pause, she gives a reluctant nod of agreement. So this will be fun. Celine has a sincere smile on her lips. Okay. Oh, right. MGTOW.TV. This is actually supposed to be a vanilla scene. I don't know. I mean, that's the vanilla music. So they're actually trying to make this a sweet scene, which is weird because Celine is fucked up and all in the head. But she does look really nice. And they are sisters. Like, y'all can't tell me they're not sisters because they look just alike. One just has her hair differently, but they're very close to each other. It's not a bad scene. And I do like the sex music in this. I like the rape music is good because it actually sounds like, and this is funny, but I could replace that with the Mega Man X5 boss music and you'd think it was part of the soundtrack. Because the music that they use for the rape or whatever scenes, it sounds just like the boss music from Mega Man X5 in a way. And I'm like, holy shit, that's so crazy. It's that old techno thing, and that's what they did with that game. So they could put that in there and be like, oh, wow, hey, that's just something Capcom didn't use. It wasn't made for an Eroge game. So I almost feel that is out of place. Like, they could have picked another kind of tune for that. Because, again, yeah, it reminds me of, like, Mega Man X5, the whole techno thing they were doing with there. It's just a little different. Or techno thing they were doing there. It's just different. But anyway, guys, yeah, I think I've read enough. It is actually on the hour. So we're done here. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out. We'll see you next time.